is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. Now we're back to another session of our empowerment series, and we are so glad to have you here with us. Are you feeling hopeless today? Are you feeling that there is no way for you to make it to the end of the race? Are you feeling that you are overwhelmed, problems after problem in every phase of your life? Is your vision cloudy? So cloudy that you can't seem to see how to avoid the stumbling blocks presented before you? Are the mountains too high for you to even attempt to climb? If you answer yes to any of these questions, at the end of the discussion, hopefully you'll be able to say, I can see clearly now. So today we have a few tips to having hope in the midst of hopeless situations. And we want to share these tips or suggestions with you. In my reading, I read where the writer wrote, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Put your hope in God." And then I thought of another passage I had read in times past, which reads, "Hope is the anchor for the soul." So anchor, we have two definitions here today. One is that hope or anchor is a device used to secure a vessel to the bottom of the sea, which prevents it from drifting. And the second definition is hope, when we have the anchor, is someone or something that provides stability for support in a person's life. That's why I keep saying hope. If you have that anchor, you have hope. You have hope for the soul. Now, if you answered yes to any of the questions asked previously, please remember that life often presents us with challenges that seem insurmountable, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and hopeless. However, in the darkest of times, there are ways to find and nurture hope. Here are a few tips to help you maintain hope when faced with seemingly hopeless situations. Number one, focus on what you can control. When faced with a difficult situation, it's easy to feel powerless. However, focusing on what you can control can provide a sense of empowerment. Empowerment is the process of becoming stronger or more confident. So we're suggesting that you break down the problem into smaller, manageable parts and tackle them one at a time. This approach not only makes the situation feel less overwhelming, but also gives you a sense of accomplishment as you make progress. Now that's number one. Focus on what you can control. Number two, seek support from others. Now, I share this with you in times past. And therefore, we're going to share it to you again, letting you realize that isolation can amplify feelings of hopelessness. It's not good to always be alone. Reaching out to friends, family, or support groups can provide emotional relief and practical advice. Sharing your struggles with others can lighten your emotional load and offer new perspectives. Sometimes just knowing that someone else cares can reignite your hope. Choose people in whom you have confidence. People who are trustworthy. Now that's number two. Seek support from others. Number three, practice self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up. And don't let your past poison your future. In times of distress, it's crucial to be kind to yourself. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment and give yourself permission to feel them. Practicing self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend in a similar situation. This can help reduce stress and build emotional resilience. Practice self-compassion. Number four, find meaning and purpose. Even in the most challenging situations, finding a sense of meaning and purpose can provide hope. Reflect on your values and what is truly important to you. Engaging in activities that align with your values can give you a sense of direction and a fulfillment. Whether it's helping others, pursuing a passion, or setting small goals, finding purpose can be a powerful motivator. So find meaning and purpose. Number five, stay present. You can't change the past. There's nothing that we can do about it. And we don't know what the future holds. Worrying about the future or dwelling on the past can exasperate feelings of hopelessness. In other words, it makes it worse for us. Practicing mindfulness and staying present can help you focus on the here and now. Techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, or simply paying attention to your surroundings can ground you in the present moment and reduce anxiety. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Leave the past behind. The past molds us into where we are today. The past can either anchor us in regret or propel us to growth and success. So stay in the present. This is the only time over which we have control. Number six, cultivate gratitude, which we have mentioned before, and we need to practice this. Gratitude has been shown to improve mental well-being and focus a positive outlook. Even in difficult times, there are often small things to be grateful for. Keeping a grateful journal or simply taking a moment each day to reflect on what you're thankful for can shift your focus from what's going wrong to what's going right. Learn to be thankful. Even when you have problems, Lord, I thank you. Be thankful for finding a way out. Don't forget, make that list of things for which you want to be grateful for, or you should be grateful for, and look at them daily. Practice saying, I thank you. I am so grateful for what you're doing for me, what you have done for me, and what you are going to do. So for let's just get an attitude of gratitude. It's helpful for us. It is healthy for us. Now, seven and last, seek professional help. If feelings of hopelessness persist, it may be beneficial to seek professional help during these feelings of hopelessness. A therapist and counselors are trained to help you navigate difficult emotions and develop coping strategies, things that you can handle. There is no shame in seeking help, and it can be a crucial step towards finding hope and healing. Now, that's what we want to do. If you need the professional help, go for it, and it's all right to seek it. Now, let us summarize what we have discussed. While hopeless situations can be incredibly challenging, there are ways to find and nurture hope. By focusing on what you can control, seeking support, practicing self-compassion, finding meaning, staying present, cultivating gratitude, and seeking professional help, you can navigate through tough times with resilience and hope. Just know you can do it. You can say that I know that there's a way for me to make it to the end of this race. You can say that I'm no longer overwhelmed with every problem that I encounter. You can say that I really can see clearly now because I have faith, I have hope. And these mountains, I can climb them all because I do not have to be by myself. So these are a few tips that we're leaving with you today that will create hope in the midst of hopeless situations. Be encouraged. You are going to make it. It is already done for you. Don't be apprehensive about the problems that you have, but be encouraged and know that it's going to be okay. This is the Empowerment Podcast with Bishop Charlene M. Jameson. Join us next Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to being with you. Blessings upon each of you, for all is well.